Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Caleb Silver, editor-in-chief of Investopedia, joining us live on the line now. Caleb, thanks for joining us on what was a pretty good day in Wall Street. The Dow closing above 30,000 points for the first time. What was driving the gains?
Oh, tons of enthusiasm, and great to be with you. But enthusiasm about all these positive vaccine results that we've seen lately and more to come, plus the antibody tests that are coming, and also the transition from the Trump administration to the Biden administration. Even though it's tacit, it is a big milestone for investors as that uncertainty washes away. And then the naming, or the not-so-naming, of Janet Yellen to be the Treasury Secretary, if confirmed. Markets like her. She's been the chair of the Federal Reserve, the first female to operate in that position, and she will be the first female Treasury Secretary. But she has been a part of the recovery in the Obama administration in the second term, works well across the aisle. She's a spender, a monetary policy dove, as we like to say. So I think markets expect spending, and they expect an accommodative Treasury to go with it in the Biden administration.
All right. Now, Caleb, 30,000, it's more of a psychological threshold, right? I mean, and the Dow doesn't really mean as much to people with 401ks as other indexes.
Absolutely. It's a milestone, and it's a symbolic milestone. It's the flashy index that everybody talks about because it's the easiest one to wrap your head around. 30 stocks that used to be the industrial stocks that powered America, but really most people benchmark against the S&P 500 or the Russell 3000. So it's just really a symbolic milestone. That said, it's important because it's a threshold we haven't crossed yet, and investors like big numbers, easy to put your mind around, and easy to say, hey, look at the progress we made. It only took 3 years to get from 20,000 to 30,000. But don't forget, we were below 19,000 back in March when this pandemic set in. So we've come back 60%+ in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. That's the number you need to care about if you're an individual investor. Recovery is complete in terms of the indexes. And if you've done nothing but sit back and watch this whole thing unfold, you've been okay.
Yeah, that is kind of wild to think about, especially as, you know, COVID cases continue to rise. We do have a lot of positive vaccine news, but do you see anything in the near future that could be a potential hiccup to this recovery?
Oh, absolutely. The spread of the virus and the hospitalizations and the deaths that we're seeing now is obviously the biggest threat. But what we're watching is consumer spending. And we're going to get some numbers here in about 10 minutes, 5 minutes, that tell us how the strength of consumer spending last month. We knew it was pulling back a little bit. Of course, as you guys know, this is the big holiday shopping season. Black Friday starts on Friday. It's the biggest shopping day of the year. We're expected to see retail sales grow, but consumers have been reining in a little bit as the virus has come back and as we've seen some business closures and restrictions. If we see a real drop-off in consumer spending that's less than anticipated, then we could see some real problems because, as you know, consumer spending is 70% of U.S. GDP, and we need spending to keep the economy humming along. It's been okay, but it's showing some signs of cracking.
What are some of the strongest performing stocks out there right now?
Well, right now, you've seen this rotation into what we call the cyclical stocks. That's industrials, financials, oil and energy, which have been beaten down all year, and transportation. Airline stocks are up some 20-25% in just the last two days, guys. So those sectors have been destroyed. We know air travel is not coming back like it used to, despite the lines at the airports right now. But those sectors, cyclicals, financials, industrials, manufacturing stocks have all kind of come back in a big way. And the small cap stocks, which don't have a lot of international exposure, they're at record highs if you look at the Russell 2000. That shows you how robust and deep the rally is, which is a good sign for further gain.
You know, looking at this recovery, the bounce back kind of fueled on news, as you mentioned, of appointments within the Biden administration and certainly the, certification of what we saw back on November 3rd. Over the past 4 years, you know, we've heard the president obviously point to the markets, look at how well it's doing. Now we have Joe Biden, the president-elect, and you can say, look at how well the markets are doing. Should we stop tying market performance to who the president is, or is there an important tie there?
No, it's really not important, even though presidents love to take credit for a good stock market and do not take blame when the stock market goes in the other direction, as you know that very well. But if you look at the difference, Democrats in the White House, Republicans in the White House, it's about a 1% or 2% difference at best. It's really the era that they are leading in. And we are in an era of recovery after a devastating pandemic and a very short but nasty recession. But all the signs, economic signs, except for the labor market, are pointing upwards. And that should be good for the stock market. We're going to see a lot of government spending. Stocks love government spending. We're going to see a gridlock in Congress. We saw for the last 4 years. The gridlock for the next 4 years probably means no raises in corporate taxes, which is good for corporate profits and investors, and no taxes on high income earners, especially capital gains taxes, at least not right away. That's good for stock investors.
All right, a lot of people already saying, you know, next stop, 40,000 for the Dow. But, I mean, easily the Dow could go back under below 30,000 again.
It could. It probably will today. I mean, there's already some selling off today. You get that after a massive relief rally like we've had over the last couple of weeks. It'll be choppy, but the general trend, guys, is upwards. Higher highs usually beget higher highs until we hit some massive speed bump. We hit a massive speed bump last February and March, as you all well know. But there's nothing on the horizon like that if we do the right thing around the virus. I think we've learned how to control it and live with partial lockdowns. So the hopes for investors is that this one won't be as severe and the economy will recover robustly in the first quarter.
Hey, Caleb, we appreciate the time. As always, great to talk with you. That's Caleb Silver, editor-in-chief of Investopedia.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.